was good practice. And the weather, about 94 and 5, we had this Todd's Cool House, and they had a little reserve Friday night. Old time fiddling, you know, and debates, and speaking old timers. They really had good times. Mm-hmm. Once in a while we had a fight, but hardly ever.
Debate got a little too heated, huh?
But they sure was a good old days.
How about a theater?
Huh?
A theater?
They didn't have no theater in Marshall them days.
Uh-huh. And if you got sick, you either stayed home or came into Guthrie, huh?
Well, we all stayed at home. I don't know if everybody, hospital, we went to eat it once in a while at the hospital. Mm-hmm. That's the same distance to eat it in Guthrie, but it's a better road to eat it than go out to Guthrie. Mm-hmm. And I had a brother who had an abscess on his lungs, and they drove to eat it 31 miles. My mother held him on her lap. He was only 7 years old. And
well, that's the one you put the tube in?
That's the one
you
put the tube in, yes. Uh-huh. He's still alive. He's the only brother I got left.
Did they have visiting nurses in those days?
No, we didn't know. Never had no visiting nurses, no. We had an old doctor, his name was Julian, and he rode a horseback. Our closest doctor, when the first was there, was 7 miles. Mm-hmm. He took a homestead up south of Covington, and he lived on the homestead, but I had malaria fever when I was about 14.
Morning.
And he made 7 trips to see me, and I come out of it all right, horseback.
Mm, those were pretty devoted men.
Yeah. Huh?
7 trips on horseback.
Yes, made 7 trips during my sick spell. I was sick probably 6 weeks.
Hmm. Was there a railroad that came through Marshall?
Well, it didn't come from 1903. Mm-hmm. 1902 and 3.
Where did you have your chicken coop shipped?
Well, we had it about partway between the house and barn, and shed.
Where'd you pick it up when it came in from Kansas?
Well, we used the chicken house to come in from Kansas for a dwelling, and then we made another sod chicken house, sod and straw shed on it.
Well, I was wondering where you went to get it. Where did the train come?
Which?
The train.
But then we had to go to our Mall Hall or Hennessy. Mm-hmm. It's 23 miles to Hennessy. We all went to Mall Hall 18 miles. Mm-hmm. That was the main line to Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. There was just two main railroads up through here then. That was the Santa Fe and Rock Island.
Did they have anything set up at Mall Hall for passengers there?
Well, they had a depot there.
Oh, place you could wait, huh?
Huh?
Place you could wait?
Oh, yes. Mall Hall was quite a place in the early days. They had some of the best markets there in Oklahoma. See, old Zach Mulhall helped build the Santa Fe, and he was one of the overseers when they put the Santa Fe, and the old Mulhall ranch is still up there. I don't think any of the heirs own it anymore.
Oh.
And it got to be quite a town. They had a bunch of buyers called, and they're Donahues. Some of them are up at Perry yet, some of their ancestors. And they bought, you see string loads of hogs coming there, for 20 miles out.
Hmm.
I know my brother-in-law, Ray, in about 94 was. He had a little money and he bought a lot of hogs, and he hired and we took 7 loads of mall hogs, 20 miles into mall hog. Hmm. He had 7 loads, 1 string. Got $3.10 a hundred for him.
Hmm. Did you just put those in a wagon?
Yeah, I just put them in a wagon, sideboards on. Hmm. But I know, remember one time we went over there and we had 7 loads and 1 string along, you know, behind, all along this one man. We got $2.50 a day in our dinner and horse feed.
You made $4 plowing with your rod plow when you first...
Well, when the strip opened that, we get so much, we got about $1.50 for 2 little rows of sod, you know. But the day of the run, the Cherokee strip, we made about $5 altogether.
2 days' work.
Well, we just done it in a few hours. See, uh-huh. We just over from one claim plow a little bit. And